It's 7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield in Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Welcome.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you.
All right. Tell us about last night's meeting. Looks like some things were taken off the agenda.
Yeah, so we unfortunately had a truncated agenda with some postponements and withdrawals, but still did some work last night, so that's okay. Number one on our agenda, Sabine Doverton, is 45 Doverton Lane. This is a new house that on a lot that was approved by a subdivision in 2013 that needs commission approval. That was postponed. Second item on the agenda, AGW Greenwich is the properties at 70 through 86 Greenwich Avenue. They were looking to do a change of use to office on the second floor from a personal service establishment. Office in the Greenwich downtown needs parking, on-site parking appropriate for the square footage. The applicant here does not have parking on site, as some businesses on, or properties in Greenwich Avenue do not. The commission had asked them in an earlier meeting to try to secure parking at an alternate location with a long-term lease to ameliorate the situation and allow use of the building to the full extent for office. The applicant came back with a proposal to have a condition that said if and when they get such a lease, they will be allowed, the commission would empower staff to review the lease and confirm zoning compliance. Commission was not comfortable with leaving that to staff. I think that they wanted to understand all the locations of parking and what the agreement looked like before they agreed to it, not after. And so they postponed the app, or they did not make a decision on the application and left it open. So number three was 34 and 38 Langhorne Lane. This is a subdivision application, but it's essentially a transfer of acreage between two existing parcels in the RA4 or 4-acre zoning district. One large lot, one lot that met minimum zoning standards. This transfer of land, the commission found not to be a subdivision and just a lot line revision, and they approved the application with revision. With conditions. Pardon me. Next, number four was 530 Old Post Road Partners. This is a conversion of office to multi-unit and of housing with a affordable unit. That application has been withdrawn, and they are refiling it with a complete. The original application just was missing a lot of essential materials, and so the party is involved there decided to withdraw it and reapply with a new clean start. Next on the agenda was 100 Clabbered Ridge. That application they postponed just shortly before the meeting, so we did not discuss it last night. Number six was St. Paul Lutheran Church. They're doing a renovation mostly to the rear on the William Street side to improve access into the sanctuary and the church. The building obviously is of a specific vintage, not a very great ADA access. People who need to enter the sanctuary actually have to enter through a fire exit off the side. So this has been a long overdue renovation. There's a little bit of material missing and some discussion about the location of ADA spaces and landscaping. The applicant was going to readdress those and come back to the commission at a later date. So that was left open, but no decision made. Then we get into our Burning Tree Country Club was slated to go with their renovation of their pool building and paddle tennis building. That was postponed before the meeting started and was not discussed. We had a few discussion items. First, Whalen property at 4 High Street. They're looking to do an ADU, on the detached ADU in the R6 zone. The pre-app discussion is related to the fact that the lot is undersized. It's less than 7,500 square feet in a R6 zone, which requires a special permit and a pre-app. Commission was just concerned about the compliance issues. The building would appear to not meet setbacks. The applicants explained that there's a topography issue, so likely they will be looking for a variance rather than a redesign. But it was a good discussion. So that should be back as a regular application probably in the next few months. Closes Brook LLC is 65 John Street. This is a large house with an indoor athletic facility, also necessitating a special permit and therefore a pre-app. Commission was concerned about the excavation here, large basement to house this half-court gym, and it's adjacent to one of our lakes in town, and they were just concerned about gross site work, keeping the business of the construction to a minimum. Sometimes it's the work and the trampling of the soil that creates the problem for people. And so just being very conscious of the design and the method of construction was a big talking point last night. That'll be back as another application soon. Then we had Benedict Court. This is the affordable housing project that was approved end of last year on Benedict Court, Benedict Place. It's 120 units. One of the abutting properties that shares the parking lots in the rear there has asked for consideration of the affordable housing project to lease them up to 7 parking spaces for potential future tenants of their property at 19 West Elm. That would reduce the availability of parking by 5 parking spaces in total over the approved lot at Benedict, which is something that the commission could grant, and then also would be eligible for the property at 19 West Elm to use for zoning purposes. Commission was in favor of the idea. It negligibly reduces parking to the affordable housing project. And so they agreed that it would be acceptable for them to go forward and granted them permission to do so. Last was Bruce Museum. Bruce Museum, obviously, as everyone's probably aware, went through a huge renovation to the new, what they call the new Bruce, a few years ago. The project is actually not done. There is one bit, the hillside between Steamboat Road and the new building, that is... was intended to have a walking path going up the hill and some locations for possible structure and outdoor art and some landscaping that was supposed to go in there. The museum has been looking to figure out what they can do. They're not interested in doing the approved design. It's a tortured pathway up the hill. It's not only is it cost prohibitive, but it's not they don't believe it to be very pedestrian friendly. So there was a meeting a few months ago with the commission about, possible ideas. It was thrown around the idea of widening the sidewalk on Steamboat and making that the attractive pathway for pedestrians coming from the train and from Greenwich Avenue to the corner of Steamboat and Museum Drive and then into the Bruce Museum's new entrance on the south side. This is the first time we've looked at the actual proposal like that. The applicant has been talking to the Parks Department, who maintains the property and the trees, and so there's some positive traction there. Commission was also very positive in responding to the design. Applicant is going to start putting together future plans, hopefully, and all the parties involved, town departments, and et cetera, will get their say in it, and then we will have it back as a public discussion as a site plan application in the near future.
Well, Pat, I was curious, I maybe not getting too much inside baseball here, but what's the difference between the pre-applications that you had and the discussion items?
So a pre-application is a state statute mechanism for applicants to come to the commission. We require them for certain applications, so that's why they have application numbers and they are addressed as such. Discussion items are other items that are not they're not pre-apps and they're not pending applications. So there's some things that if the commission is going to vote or give an opinion on something, we have a pre-work session, a pre-meeting session on Mondays. That's not the place to vote. That's not a public meeting. This is a public meeting. So if there's any actionable instructions of the commission, we put it on those agendas. So it's a little bit of a it's a nuance.
Yeah, yeah. So the Bruce and the Benedict Court, were they then would that be quote unquote approved by the P&Z or no?
Well, the Benedict Court, yes, is approved to enter into the agreement. Benedict is approved. Bruce is they receive positive vibes to go forward with a design and come back. That, you know, it's not a binding decision, but it's getting the input they need to make decisions on the design that they're going to put forth.
All right. When's the next meeting and any items on the agenda early on?
Sure. So the 22nd is our next meeting. 2 weeks. We have those postponements. We'll be likely back on that meeting. Then we have, in addition to that, we will likely be hearing 18 Valley Drive, Building 8 of Greenwich Office Park is looking into a text amendment and redesign or revision of their building to go from office to multifamily. We also expect the Burning Tree, like I said, I think that's about it for the major players right now.
All right, great, Pat. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
That's Director of Planning Zoning, Pat LaRoe. Recap of last night's meeting here on 1490 WGCH.